Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, here we are, a couple of days after the fact, John. Well, 3-4 days after the fact, Ravens season came to an end. You know, the good news is, if you want to find a silver lining, that if John Harbaugh would have kept his job, we'd be waiting to see what assistant would have been fired. We don't have to talk about the loss in Pittsburgh any longer. I'm sure we'll reflect on it. And is it one of the worst regular season losses in team history? Yeah, probably, because you had a chance to get to the playoffs. Now we get the excitement, Nolan, of talking about a potential coach. And I'm going to ask this question of the people. Names aside, because we've now started to get the laundry list of guys that could be in. I'm of the... whatever the McVay tree is, maybe try to pick a leaf off of that, because we've seen other coaches go. In Liam Cohen, a McVay tree guy, the head coach of Jacksonville, yeah. You know what I mean? And I that Shanahan McVay, it all kind of goes back to the end of like Bill Walsh, who then goes back to Paul Brown. Now we're really getting crazy, digging deep and deep and deep. But would you prefer an offensive coach who would be more hands-on with the offense, or a defensive coach who would be more hands-off with the defense, or hands-on rather, because you didn't like the delegating fact of Harbaugh to begin with. Mm-hmm. People have been whining a lot about Mike McDonald not being here anymore, defensive coordinator. So would you lean more to the Minters or the Chris Shulas, who's got lineage in the city for sure? We all like nostalgia, but he ain't good. Don Shula's grandson, David Shula's son. David Shula, by the way, did play for the Colts in the early 80s. Or do you want a guy that's going to maximize what Lamar Jackson has in that skill set as he just turned 29 yesterday? In the next few years, we assume, transition more into a pick-his-spots runner and more of a, not a pure pocket passer, but a guy that's going to be more inclined to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Then hit the trail there.
Yeah, I've kind of been consistent in saying that I prefer the offensive mind. And then what we've heard about Lamar's involvement in all this, I mean, he's the key to the entire team. And I need to, you know, turn that key and unlock whatever potential this team has. It starts with him. And that's why I think finding the right personality to mix with him that can not only get the best out of him on the field, but again, keep him locked in 100%. And if there was any wavering or discontent between him and Monken, which has been reported by some people, Jeff Cerebic said it, that there was friction there, not that it was a disdain and a hatred, but that there was something there, there was a block, and that Harbaugh had to be a mediator. If you got a head coach that comes in, I mean, in my opinion, all these guys, if you're an offensive mind and you're interviewing with the Ravens, that's the job you want. I'm going all out. I need this Ravens job. Give me Lamar Jackson. What a gift to be a first-time head coach and enter that situation, and you're going to give me Lamar Jackson. There's not many first-time head coaches to get an opportunity like that.
Right.
And I think you would. I want a candidate that's coming in here that views that as a blessing, not a burden. All this stuff out here, well, you know, late the meetings, the fall, whatever you believe that or not. Someone that's going to view that as, I need him and he needs me. Not that, all right, we have to make this work. We have conflicting personalities here. We're just going to make it work. No, I want them to say, I need you. You need me. Let's reach the mountaintop.
ELE, baby. Everybody love everybody.